דף תסבוב עמד בייס let us again start ויאמר לו המלך מלך אסתר המלכו ומה בקושוסך עד חצי המלכוס וסיוס. Before we start this, I'd just like to mention one vote I saw in the Sifas Kainim. It learned before, Gimel Malachi Yeshoris Nizdamnu Lo Bo'is Esho. One was Igbiyas Savoro. One was Moshach Chut Shol Chesed Olero. And one, it was Moshach HaSashalbit. So the Sifas Kainim brings that these three Malachim were on the Schus of the three others. Avram was the Midah of Chesed, Chesed L'Avram. So the Chut Shol Chesed, Moshe Chut Shol Chesed, that was Beschus Avram. Hagvos HaTzavo, that was Beschus Yitzchok, Sheposhet Tzavori on the Akeide. And Mesiches HaSharbit, that was Beschus Yaakov, Kibemakli Yavarti Yaseyardi Nazer. So therefore the Nes with the Sharbit was in the Beschus of Yaakov. And now let's get back to the Gemara. That Achashverosh est Esther Malke ma bakoshosech ad chatzia malchus veseyos. Chatzia malchus v'loy kol malchus. So one chat is that he said till chatzia malchus will give her, not more than that. The Maral explains that till chatzia malchus he still has a shem melech. So till that he'll give her. There shouldn't be nifka the shem melech from him. But if he'll give her more than chatzi amalchus, so then she'll have reiv of the malchus, so then he's a ismelech. That he won't do. V'loi dovo shechaitzeitz l'malchus. And he won't give her, he won't permit the binyan base a second shot. V'loi dovo shechaitzeitz l'malchus, u'mayniu binyan base amigdosh. What does Rashi say? Loidovo shechaitis b'malchis binyan abayis shehu be'emtza shel oilom. That the bayis is the base minish be'emtza shel oilom kedemrinim b'sei de yume even shesiyo shemimeno nishisa soilom. So he will not give her something that is in the middle. Seems according to the second Rosh, the Gemara also darshens that chatzi is a loshen half or middle, but the Gemara is saying the reason he won't give her the binyan abayis, he won't permit the binyan abayis, because that's choytzitz b'malchusoy, because this will divide his malchus. This is a stira to his malchus. The Maral says that be'etzem that Achashverosh understood that the bias is a stira to Malchus of Achashverosh. That's how the Tzchoytzitz Malchusai. We see that when Vayhi Kishebes HaMelech, so the Gemara says, Nishyashva Malchusai. How was it Nishyashva Malchusai? Because he was under the impression that the Pekida will not come about. So Achashverosh understood very well that binyan habayis is a stira to his malchus. So memele, that's the second shot. Loidover shechaitzitz l'malchus, something which is a chetzitzit to my malchus, which is a bittel to my malchus. It's nimtze b'emtzoy sheloilom u'mayniu binyan beis amigdosh, that he won't be mevata. Yavoy hamelech v'homon hayoim el amishter, that's missing hayoim. Tana Rabbonon, Maroso Esther Shezimno Esoma. Why did she invite Homo? She wanted to be Mevakish from Achashverosh, Fakert Hariga Soma, Bitalagzeire. So Lechere Homo is not necessary to have there by the Mishter. So why did she invite Homo? Rabbi Lezer Oimar, Pachim Tomnoloi. Shenema yihi shulchonom lifneyem lefoch. That she hid traps from him. And she had wanted that the Suda, the Mishta, would be a trap to bring about the Mapola of Haman. Pachim Tomnoloi. The Marsha says Pshat, that she had hoped, just like the Mishta Rishayne brought about the Mapola of Vashti, so this Mishnah should bring about a Mapola of Haman. He shulchanim lifneim lepach. The Maral says that kasher ha'odom hu betoiv u besimche ve'ein loy chasorin, when a person is in a matzav of shleimis in Gashmi is, osu muchen lechasorin. Faker ten is susceptible to chasorin. So fakad ye shulchanom lifneim lepach, that what their namatziv of mishte and shleimis betainug, that's then one is most susceptible to chesaron. Fakerti says one is susceptible to shleimis when he feels that by him is chaser, but when one feels that he's a mushlim, then he's susceptible to chesaron. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer mi beis avia lomdo. This strategy to invite her soine to the Suda, she learned this mi beis avia. Shenema imrov soinacho achileu lechem. That if your enemy is hungry, feed him. What does Rashi say? Mi beis avia lomdo. Shomo hatinoikis oimrim kein. So others say that Rashi had a kasha. Rabbi Yeshua holds a Masechta Soita that one is not permitted to learn with a daughter Torah. So what is Pshat Mi Beis Avi Olomdo? A father would never teach a Mishlei. So that's therefore Rashi says Shoma Tinoikis Oimrim Kain. It wasn't a direct limud Mi Beis Avi. She heard from the Tinoikis saying this pasuk. What is the lomdes imrov sein acho achileu lechem? So the Maral says pshat that if one is feeding someone else, if what a homo was a mekabel from Esther, so the noisin is always over the mekabel. And if he, the achileu lechem, so the pasuk says, "Vashem yishalem loch yashlimenu loch," that the Rabbeinu Shalom will give him over biyodecha, because fakert he becomes a nichna. One is a mekabel from someone else, so the noisin is over the mekabel, and the mekabel is nimsar b'shus hanoisin. Agav uche. We have this pasuk in front of us. It's kedai to say over the way the goyim learns pshat in this pasuk on Mishlei, imrov seinacha achileu lechem. He says pshat that the Shlomo HaMelech was telling us how one should be loichem with the seinei hagodol that everyone has, the yetzer hara. Imrov seinacha is achileu lechem. Chazal say lachmei shel teire. So what is pshat? So he says that if a person, he says, the Gemara tells us in Pogabach Menuvu Moshcheyu Lebeis HaMedrash. If one gets tied up with his Yetzer Hora, so the Gemara says, schlep him to the Beis HaMedrash. So he says, it's very interesting, you never have to schlep the Yetzer Hora. He goes by himself. You don't have to schlep him. Whenever they say over from a Psarebbe, there was once a Rebbe that said he never understood Chazal called the Yetzahore Melech Zokin Uksil. So he said, Melech, I understand. He is a Mordeke Memshola. Zokin, I also understand. He's old already. But why is he called a Ksil? He's very shrewd. He's not a Ksil. So he said he never understood. But then finally he said, once he understood it, he was once put into prison. He said, like this, Bishleima, they put me in prison, Memela. But the Yetzirah should also come in prison, is a Dachtake Aksil.
But al kaponim, that is taki pshat, yetzahor goes without an invitation. Here it says, moshcheyu lebeis ha-medrash. So the goyim says that a person, if he wants to learn, and he has problems learning, so he should bring the yetzahore, that the yetzahore should motivate him, he should be able to learn. That means that he knows the yetzahore wants very much a person should be a balgaive, should be a roidef achar kovet. So he tells the yetzahore, listen, Akert, I want to go into the base medrash, I want to win a contest, I want to be a some mele. So the whole base of medrash should be a hechetimtze, that he should be roidef achar kovet, and to be a balgaive, and that the yetzahore will be maskim. So then he'll go el mashchayu le base of medrash. But he's in the base of medrash already, then by continuing learning, there's a yesod of a mitar shalei lishmo bo lishmo. If that in yesod was his kavone, so eventually he'll be able to be meishel over the yetzahore. Rab Meir Omer, kidei shalo yitol eitza v'yimreit. That means a purpose of the Mishnah was that she should that Achashverosh should kill Haman. Now, if he would not be in the base HaMishnah together with them, let us see Rashi v'yimroi b'melech, shahoyz, that he'll rebel against the king. That means if he'll find out that they want to do something against him, so he'll rebel against the king. And he had very good chances to be able to rebel against the king, because he was then a mutzlech. So in order to prevent this, that he should have any plans in protecting himself by making a rebellion, she invited him to the Suda, so he's together with them. When Bishas the Suda, he can't do anything. Then he's helpless. Rab Yehuda Omer, kidei shelo yakiru bo shehi Yehudis. That they should not recognize, not realize that she's a Yehudis, or Fakert has camouflaged everything. By inviting to the Suda the Tzairer a Yehudim, so that camouflage that she's a Yehudis. Rab Nechemya Omer, kidei shelo yomru Yisrael ochos yeshlonu bebeis hamelech v'yosichu daton min harachmim. That Klal Yisrael should not feel that there are other oifanim, how they can be rescued. Klal Yisrael knew who Esther was, so we have some pull bebeis hamelech. So they will be Messiah Das from Tfilah. That's not Gefelech. We have Eitzes, we have political Eitzes, how to be Nitzel. So therefore she invited Haman to the Suda that Fakert, that they should know that they can't rely on her. She's together with the Tzairer HaYehudim. So if they need a Yeshua, they have to go to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So we had mentioned yesterday, Yovei HaMelech V'Homan HaYoim is Rosh Teves the Shem Havaye, and from this invitation, Klal Yisrael realized Eilonu Lishon Elo Lavinu Sheba Shemayim. And the Maral explains this Maimer, he says as follows, Esther Yodo Bebiru, Esther understood very clearly, Ki tzara zois ein la refue ki im al yedei tefillah. The only way they'll be able to be nitzel from the tzara is only through tefillah. V'yada kama godol koyach Haman. And she realized how powerful Haman was. She ein refue le tzara rak im al yedei Hashem yizboach ba'atzmai. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom can help them. Lefichach ein moyel lo ze elo tefillah. So any pu'ule that she could enhance the tefillah of Klal Yisrael, she did. In fact, so they should never think for 1 minute, Ochas lonu bebeis hamelech. So she showed that bebeis hamelech, they're together with Haman. So if you need a Yeshua, so there's only a lonu lishoyin el avinu shebashamayim. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kidei Sheyei Motzi Lo B'chol Eis. What does Rashi say? Sheyei Motzi Lo Ulai Tuchal Lahachshiloi B'shum Dovo Lifnei HaMelech. That means she was looking for a way how she could be Marshal Haman, but he has to be there. If he's not by the Mishter, so this opportunity will never arise. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe Omer Ulai Yargish Hamokim V'yaseh Lanu Nes. The purpose of inviting Haman to the Mishter was Ulai Yargish Hamokim V'yaseh Lanu Nes. So there are two pshatim in Rashi. Yargish HaKodesh Baruch Hu Sha'af Ani Mikareves Soineim Shal Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shalom will be Margish Shafani Mikareves Soineim Shal Yisrael. So the Marsho explains that what is Pshat in this? So Pshat is, we have to understand that by Esther inviting Haman to the Mishter, she gave Haman Mordekai power. That means he became much greater than he was till now. This musig that Esther was Meisa Nefesh to request from the king to come to the Mishter, and this Mishter, she invites Haman, and they bring Mordekai. He had gewaldike covid by this Mishter. The Sefer Zekeinim brings down a medrash, they gave her a glass of wine, so she took the glass of wine, no, first give it to Haman. Now imagine, this is Zachmamish Meiridik, that the Malke goes, and this Mevata, this is in front of Achashverosh also, that was very good. But Al Kaponim, she gave Meiridik koyach and prestige to Haman from this Mishter. So the Marsho says, there's a Seder, Ki efes otzur v'ozuv, when there's no oifen, how Klal Yisrael can be helped, and then the Rabbeinu Shalom comes in and helps. Agavuche, the Avsham Shemofor Hirush says a similar inyan in Seif Parshish Shemois, Moshe Rabbeinu Taine to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Me'oz Bosi al Paroi Heira lo Mazeh v'hatzele Yitzalto. So Rav Shamshon for Hirsch explains as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was misoinen to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he was a complete failure. Mi'oz bosi apari. He was toila everything in himself. He had tainted to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam before that he's not the one. Physically he's unable. He's a kvad peh, kvad loshen. In Ruchnius he's unable, Shlach no biyatishloch, the Ramban says there's not one Yid by Klal Yisrael that's not greater than me. So the biggest Shlemazel you have to pick out to be a Shliach. So Mamela, he held he's not the one. And the Rabbeinu Shalom said he should go. What did he do? Not only didn't he accomplish anything, but it boomeranged. It became much, much, much more worse because of his going. Absham Shalfor here, she says, we should picture this. The Klal Yisrael was relying, they relied, Pocket Pakadati, Beyaminu Ha'am, they believed the Yeshua is coming, and he came, and it backfired. Things became much, much, much more worse than they were till now. In Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael was so tzabroch, and that's the Yeshua, that's what we're waiting for, and he was a complete failure. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says, Atosir Asher Esel Aparfekert. This was necessary for Klal Yisrael to see how helpless all of you are. That you can't do anything to Fakel, you should witness the riches of Paroi and how helpless you are to help yourself. Now you see what that the Yeshua will come from the Rabbeinu Shloilem. When you'll realize that there's no other oifen how the Yeshua can come. So that's the first pshat in Rashi. Yargish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'afani Mikarev Soineim Shel Yisrael. So Memele, so now no one can help them. The Yisrael prestige and covered and power that that Haman got from this Suda, that Esther was Makar of him, so now no one can know him, so Fakir. That is now it's Ephes, Otsu, Va'otsu, that is this man, when the Yeshua will come. As the way the Rishalmi says, the Pasuk, Nafal v'loy soysif kum besulas Yisrael. When there'll be a nefila, and the nefila can't be any deeper than is kum besulas Yisrael. Inami, or a second shot. Yalgish sha'ani tzricha lahachnif roshe zel lezalzel bekvoidi. The second shot is the yagmas nefesh and the tzar and the bezoyin. That Esther had, that she had to be mezalzel herself to be chaynef this roshe, so this tzar should be a cheshben in, to bring about the Yeshua. Ula yalgish amokim v'yasalonu nes. Rabbi Yeshua ben kolchoyma azber loiponim kedei sheyehoreg hu vehi. Rashi says sheyehoreg hu vehi. That Fakel shall be very much nice upon him to Homo. And this will bring about a jealousy of Achashverosh. Achashverosh will see that there's some kesher between Esther and Homo. Shechidaini hamelech mimenu, v'yarei geshneinu. And he'll kill both of us. And now here there's a go, v'chi gozri gzeire. This will be a big issue, even though it would mean that Esther also will have to get killed, but I'll call upon him, so that was the cheshbon. My shvoger asked, if that was the cheshbon, we see it didn't work. It says later, after Haman was killed, but this Chanan loy lahavir esros Haman, who's a whole Eitzis. If there was such a law that if one of the mechatshei yagzeire dies, I mean, this is a gemara. We had such a gemara in Masechtas Tainis. There, that was the law. But if the law was prevalent by Achashverosh also, so how do we understand the next kapitlach that there were mispalo, but this Chanan loy? And the lahavir eschor summon, there's no law summon anymore, the gzera became bottle. Rabban Gamliel oimer melech hafach vechon hoyo. Achashverosh was, it's a kidreit, melech hafach vechon hoyo vechoyse bedibur. He wasn't consistent. He used to change his mind very often. Omro, she said, Shemo ucha lefatoisei ulohoge, maybe the opportunity will arise that I'll be able to convince him to kill Omro. Vim loye mezuma, but if Omro won't be around, taver asho v'yachzuboy, so if he won't kill him on the spot, a few hours later, he'll change his mind. So therefore, we have to have Omro around. Omar Rabban Gamliel Adayin Tzrichen Onu Lemoidoi. But we all need the explanation of Rabbi Loza Hamadoi. The Sanye Rabbi Loza Hamadoi Oimer Kinasoi Bemelech Kinasoi Besorim. She wanted that the Melech should be jealous of him, should be envious of him. And she wanted that the Sarim should be envious of him. The Marsha explains that Bemison, there were two Shilas. One Shila was, why was Haman invited to the Mishter? And Lecher, the Mishter was Fakir to get rid of Haman, so why do you have to invite him to the Mishter? But there was another Shila. There was a shaila that if you're inviting others to the mishteh, so if it's a mishteh, not only for the melech, the sarim also come, so other sarim should have been invited also. That means if this is not only a private affair, the sarim also coming, even though he was the mishteh lemelech, but other sarim should have also been invited. And that was Nichlal and the Kashe, Maros Esther Shezimna es Homon, by only Homon. If you're inviting others already, so invite other Sorim also. So that Rabbi Lezer Medoy said that Fekert, she wanted that this should create a kine and envy from the Sorim also. That also be a big plus, that the Sorim will not be with him, they'll be envious of him. Rabba Omar Lifnei Shever Goin, that before one falls, one has to rise. Forget that the greater the he is before, the greater the Shever will be. To see Gevuras Hashem, to see what Rabbi Shalom had done, so the greater the Goin will be, that's how great the Shever will be. Then we'll see the Gevaldike Gevuras Hashem. So therefore, it was necessary for Haman to come. There's no need for the only purpose of coming was the Goin Sheboy, the prestige that Haman got from being invited. Abaye v'rove da omri tovayu bechumam oshis es mishteyim. By Bil Shatzer it says, the Marikaros has shot in this posik bechumam, when they were all heated up, they had just had a mochama, Bil Shatzer had a mochama, with Toyovash and Kairish, and he was successful, and they were all heated up. So they made a mishte because of their success. Oshis es mishteyim, so the Marikaro says, I'll be ma'arviv their mishte. So the Marsho says that this Teretz wants to say that just like the mishte of Belshatzar brought about a mapola to the Baal HaMishte, so therefore they wanted that this should bring about a mapola also not only to Haman, but to Achashverosh also. Bechumam oshis es mishteyim. Ashkechei Rabbe Barabua Leliyo Omolei Keman Chozye Esther V'Ovda Hochi. So Rabbi Babu asked Eliyo Anovi, what was the true reason of Esther's inviting Haman? Amalei kekulu tanoi chechulu amayroi. That meant fakert, she had all these cheshbonos. Vayisapelem Haman es kvoid oshroi v'roiv bonov. V'kamo roiv bonov. How many children did he have? Omar Rav Lamed. He had 30 children. Asora Mesu, Vasora Nitlu, Vasora Machzirin ala Psochem. Asora Mesu, I saw the Rishash brings us that Asora Mesu, they didn't die of old age. That Rav holds that they were, Rashi in the Megillah says, that those that were hung, they were killed already. So they just hung up his 10 dead sons. I saw in Shari Oire, he brings down, we'll have laid in the Gemara, that you have to be marich by the Vova, by Zosa, by the Kriye, sheyotzo nishmosam kula b'nishim achas, b'tli achas, that they all died by Basachas. The Sha'er brings down from the Or HaShulchan that was a Mirad Kines, that they hung them all 10 up together, and till the 10th one didn't come, all the 9 were geisesing yet, they were still alive, and they hung up the 10, then the Neshima Achas, they all died. That was a Bazundere Mapole. So, Al Kaponim, you see that these were 10 other ones. These weren't the 10 that were killed. They were killed with the Tliya. So, Memele,
So it seems there's a machlokes in this. Akoponim, so that's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, Asara Mesu, 10 were killed. That's the pasuk says that they killed Asara's Bnei Hama. Basara Nitlu, there's another 10 that were hung up. And Basara Mechazrin ala Psochim, and the other, maybe, the Anani Choshev Kemei, some Mele, the Bizyonis of begging, that's the other 10 here. Rabbonon Omri Oison Shemechazrin ala Psochim Shivim Havi. That there were 70 Bukshomechazr ala Psochim. The Siv Sveim Balechem Niskoru. That those who, the Saposhim Shad is those who were once Sveim, now Balechem Niskoru, now they're Nitzrochim for Lechem. But he darshan, and this is going on the Bnei Homon, and so he darshans Shivim. Shivim balechem niskar, tikri sveim elo shivim. Veromi bar Abba Omar, kulon, all of them were mosayim ushmoin have. That all his children altogether were 208. Shenema veroiv bonov. Roiv bonov. So roiv bonov is gematria 208. Frech de gemore, veroiv be gematria moson varbeisa have. Roiv is not 208, it's 214. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, be Rav Ksiv. It's Choser Vov. So the Rav is 208. What does Rashi say? Bechumam oshis es mishteyem al belshatsa v'siyat enema b'shuvu min amulchome shedor yovesh v'koyresh hoya tzorin al bovel v'notzchom belshatsa and he was minatzeich oysa yoyim bo ya yefim v'chomim they were tired and hot v'yoshvu lishtois v'nishtakru u'boisa yoyim nerak. Avaf Esther Omre mitoich mishteyim shel rishoyim bo lehem poronius. Whoever is mishtatef in the mishtav rishoyim bo lehem poronius. Sveyim balechem niskoru yenis and tilgam al bonov shalom. It's going on bonov shalom. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. No. Balaylo hu nodedo shnas hamelach. Omar Rabbi Tamchum nodedo shnas malkoi shel oilo. Either from the loshen of the kefal loshen of two dalids, so speaking about two shinas, nodedo shnas malkoi shel oilo. What does that mean? Dugme bayokotz ki yoshen Hashem linkaim nikmosoi. That means if this Kabyochel a loshen of shina by the Rabbeinu Shalom means that the Rabbeinu Shalom is master ponov and he doesn't do anything. Of a yikatz ki yoshen Hashem, that's a kitzel linkaim nikmosoi. So that was a night that the shina kabyochel of the Rabbeinu Shalom is it was vayikatz not a doshna samelch malke shaloylo. Verabbonon omru nodedu al yoinim nodedu tachtoinim. Let us see Rashi. Nodedu al yoinim shohoyu malochim mafhilin oisoi kol alaylo. The malochim were making achashveresh fatumul tohol night v'omru loy Kofi toive, you're a kofi toive, shalem toive le mi sha'aso, so no de du al yoine. And so the al yoinim were misaviv that Achashverosh should be up, he should be able to fall asleep. V'yesh oimrim no de du al yoinim de she yirbu betachtoinim levakesh al adobo. It seems that the al yoinim, the malochim, were mishtadl to be ma'ira klal Yisrael, to be mispalo. The Yinyaka wants to say, lulei divrei Rashi, he would say, nodudu al yoinim, nodudu tachtoinim, al yoinim is going on homon and bonov. They were then al yoinim, and they were unable to sleep, and nodudu tachtoinim,
Bolt chen klal yisohu, then b'shval ha-matzah, they also unable to sleep. They're up the whole night. Chav omer shnas ha-melech ha-chashverish mamish. He couldn't fall asleep. Nof lomei milse bedaite. Something fell into his head. Oma mai dekamon. What's happening over here? Dizaminte Esther lohomon. That Esther invited Haman, it's very modern. Dilme eitze koshokli ilavidu gavrele miktele. Maybe she wants to kill me. Oda oma rihochi lehave gavre de rochimli dave moidele. No, that couldn't be. Because if she wanted to kill me, someone would have informed me. Oma, they said, dilme ke inish. To Ovid be Tibusei, Vuloi Parate. Maybe someone once did a favor for me, and I never paid him up. Mishimochi Mimne Inchi Vuloi Megalili. So therefore, people do not want to tell me. Miyad Vayoyma Lohovi Esefer Hazachinis Divrei Hayomim. Viyu Nikroim Melamed Shenikroim Mealeim. Because the word, it should not have been said Nikroim, Loshen Nifal, it should have said Loshen Viyu Koirim, they should be Koiri, the Sefer HaZichronis. Viyu Nikroim Melamed Shenikroim Mealeim. Vayimotzei Kosuv Psov Miboilei Melamed Sheshimshai Moichek V'Gabriel Kosuv. The Maral explains that Kosuv is what if a person is a Kosev, so the on the Sefer it is Kosuv. That means the Kosuv is the result of the Kosev. So it becomes Kosuv b'shas one is Kosev. So it means b'shas the ksive, it is called kosuv. Later, when there's no mice anymore, you don't say kosuv. Vayimotze, he found a ksov. Ksov me, but he found something was written, a writing. But vayimotze kosuv, it would seem that he found that something was being written. So it's not being written, it was written a long time ago. So melameid sheshimshai moichik. Shimshai, so Rashi says, who was this Shimshai? Let us see Rashi before. Mai de kamon, the zamin te klema mazois, abolofonai achshav dava chodosh kaze. Kosov, mashmashay, kosov me chodosh. It was now written, now being written. Ksov mashme mi kore. Vayimotze kosov zeva se koren lofonav ashehigid modra. Shimshai Sefer HaMelech, Seini Yisrael Hoya, Umimois Koyresh Hoya, Kamoy Shenema B'Sefer Ezra, Shekosav Sitno Al Binyan Habayis, Ad, let's see the Bachat Shetziva Koyresh, that they should start the Binyan, Kosvus, and Shetziva Koyresh, Bitloy, Vahmech HaShverish Osakein, Shneme b'malchus achashverish b'tchilas malchusay kosvu sitna. So Shimshai, he was a descendant of or a son of Haman, so he was in the process of erasing this entry in the Sefer HaZichronis. B'Gavriel Kosev, but Gavriel was writing it, so then Kosev. Omar Rabbi Ase, Doresh Rabbi Shilo Ish Kefar Timroso. The ksav shalamato that was written on this world, a ksav, which this ksav related, schuson shal Yisrael, einay nimchak, so it cannot be erased. Gavriel comes, mi oilam ha'elyon, to this world to ensure that a ksav that is written l'schus and shal yisrael should not be erased. Is ksav shal amaylo le'kol shkem. So that would, a ksav that is l'maylo already, a ksav that is, that a dover toiv that was written on klal yisrael, So that can, and Gavril is there. He doesn't have to come down. Like Koshkein, that a Dova Toiv that was written on Klal Yisrael will never be Nimchak. So he asked, Manasa Yekor Gdula. So they answered, Leinase Imoy Dova. Nothing was done with him. Omar Rove, Loi Mibnei She'oyevin Es Mordechai, Hello, Mibnei She'sainin Es Haman. The Inyan Yaakov wants to say pshat in this Gemara as follows. Manasa, he says, we could say two ways, Manasa, you can make it with a comet and with a segel. Manasa lemordchai, yikor gdule, so he asked what was done for Mordechai, and also in his lashon is Manasa, if nothing was done, what should we do? Yikor gdule. That was the shaila. And they answered, Loi means nothing was done, that's for sure. Oh, but you're asking, Yikor Gdule, Nasi Meidov, you don't say Yikor Gdule, you do something from you, pay him up a little bit, that's enough, you don't to make you're asking, you have to make Yikor Gdule, Nasi Meidov, you do something. They realize whatever you do for Mordechai, that will Haman will hate it. So that they hated Haman also, but they hated Mordechai also. So Zakel Nasi Meidova, we'll do something for him and we'll be yitzid on to do Yikor Gdula. The Pesach Einayim says that Achashverosh mentioned his name. They said, Leinase imoy dovo. The Pesach Hanayim says, if someone hates someone, he can't mention his name. Ben Yishai. It was, the show didn't call him David. Ben Yishai. Couldn't call him by his name. Leinase imoy, nothing was done with him. They didn't want to mention his name. So, Kaponim, they Then it says that Haman brought the Eitzah Shehechin Loi, so the Loi is Miyuta Tona Loi Hechin, was prepared for him already. That means Bishasi prepared it to Turiyev and says, it was already prepared to hang him up. It wasn't Nishtana late. It was already Muchan from then, that Bishas the preparation that it should be for his own Tliyim. Ba'asei kein lemordchai. So now Achashverosh told Haman, Ba'asei kein lemordchai. Omer lei moni mordchai, which mordchai, who is this? Omer lei ha-Yehudi, mordchai ha-Yehudi. Omer lei, so Haman said, Tuve mordchai ikebido, there's a lot of mordchais. Omer lei ha-Yeshev b'shar ha-Melech. The one that's Yeshu B'Shar HaMelech. Omalei, so Haman said to Achashverosh, Ahu, him, Sagilei Bechad Diskarto, Inami Bechad Naro. You'll give him one city, one village, or one river to get the taxes from it. That's sufficient from him. Omalei, Honami Havlei, given that also, al tapo dova mikol asher dibarta. That's al tapo dova. He told them because Haman was moisif to give him a village or a river. So he told them, give him that also. I saw in Shari Oire, Magoyen Rameh Bergman, he brings from the Malbim is a diak in the Pasuk. You see here the Rishus of Haman. Achashverosh asked
from Homen, Ma lasis beish asher amelech chofetz bikorei. Vayomer Homon, ish asher hamelech chofetz bikorei, yaviu labush malchus. So why is he repeating what Ahasuerus asked him? He said, Ma nasa leish asher beish asher amelech chofetz bikorei. She should have answered him, yaviu labush malchus. What is the repeat? Ish asher amelech chofetz bikorei. Talking about that, that was the Shaila. So it means from the Malbum that the Malbum said as follows, that Haman was very shrewd. He told Ahasuerus, Man nasa le'ish asher ha-melech chofetz bikorei. What should we do to a person who the melech wants his prestige, his covet, he wants to be got? What you should do, what you should give him? This is the greatest honor that the melech is chofetz bikorei. More than that you need. That's the great. There's no greater oinig and tainig and amelachovitz because don't need more than that. No, the only thing is, but the world should know about it. That is amelachovitz because. So he said, "Ish asha amelachovitz because is yaviu levush malchus." The oilam should be aware that amelachovitz because. But Al Kapani, you don't have to do anything. That's not you giving something to him. Just to show Hamelach Chavetz Bekoi, that is the greatest honor that one could have. That was what Haman said. Yeah. Then later, he told him, it's for Mordechai. So then Haman said, I have news for you. For Mordechai, he says, I got news for you. Mordechai is by you, Chofetz Bikorei. He doesn't hold of you. So that's nothing by him. So then we're not doing anything. If it would be for me, the Mela, I understand who you are. I understand who Chofetz Bikorei is. So that's enough. You don't have to give anything. But for Mordechai, that would use Chofetz Bikorei. Doesn't mean anything. Him, you have to give something more mamoshes thing. So the Mela is, if you give him a scout, you give him a city, you'll give him a, no. That's something. I mean, he doesn't realize values. He doesn't understand the chivas. So he told him, you should do this also. The Ian Yaakov says that we heard before that Ahasuerus mitchilosei batzayfe. He was hu berishoshe mitchilosei batzayfe. He hated the Yidden just like Haman hated the Yidden. So the Ein Yaakov says that he had a problem over here. He had a problem. He sees the coming and the barbaring came and. So he realized he's indebted to Mordechai, and then he's indebted to Mordechai. So he was afraid that they're going to come back in, and he's indebted to Mordechai, and then they're going to ask, you have to pay up Mordechai, and what is Mordechai going to ask? Mordechai is going to ask to be mevatel de gzeira. Fakert, that was a shrekliche zach. He wanted the gzeira. Fakert, he enjoyed the luyus of Haman, but he wanted the gzeira. So therefore he held it very important that before the Mishter he has to pay up Mordechai completely. That means, oh, come, what did you do? What you did? So Memele, so that is why is my help. We have to make sure that Mordechai gets paid up before the Sudet. They won't come to the Mishter. They won't be tevei from us that we have to pay Mordechai, and they'll demand the bittul hagzeira, and he didn't want the bittul hagzeira. So this was Ahasuerus place. So me al tapel dover mikol hashadibat. You want to give him a kfar? Give him a kfar also. The more we could give him, the better it is. I'll kopon him that he should get paid up. And so therefore the Ein Yaakov says is therefore we find that after the Gemara, just name the Gemara later, that as soon as this Gdula was given to Mordechai, and the Vayoshev Mordechai, so Chazal say, Vayoshev Mordechai Lesakei V'Tanisei.
So Lachere, why is it Saki Betanisoi? Fakert, he sees Yeshua coming. So Fakert, he says, Motrei So Fakert, this is not a Yeshua. This is how he understood the whole plan, the whole strategy of Achashverosh. Achashverosh wanted to make sure that he should get paid up, that they shouldn't ask from him that they should be mevatel the gzeire. So he realized the Fakert is gzeire's b'chol toikev. So that's why Vayoshev Osaki v'tanisoi. That's what the Yin Yaakov says. But that was the mechuvan of Achashverosh. He should be able, that he should not put pressure on him to be mevatel the gzeire. The Yaris Vash says a little different cheshbon. He says a cheshbon that the sinne that Achashverosh had to the Klal Yisrael, he says because the Chayzek Echovim told him that the Yidden are going to take over his Malchus. So therefore, he wanted, so Zakert, when Haman came and wanted to get rid of the Yidden, that was very good. I mean, so, but because they're going to take over the Malchus. And it pshat was taki, the emissary pshat was, because the Yovish was his son, was a Yid, and he took over that. That was taki, the emissary pshat. Vakad later, when he found out who Esther was, Vakad, the Shalom al Yisrael. That's what the Yaz Vash says. That means because it says Nishkefelach, let them be Yid, the only way they're taking over because it's my son, so that didn't bother him. But before he was aware of this, so he feared very much this what the Chayzi B'Kechavim saw. So therefore, he wanted, if there is such an Inyan, according to the Mazoles, that the Yidden will take over the Malchus, so Fakert, let Mordechai be a Melech for a day, let him have covered Malchus for a day. And maybe with this alone will be Yoytze, this gzeire that, like he says, just like we find the ruro neged pneichem, that parisod ol biro and it was nesaper to damile. So al koponim, the what is muchach in the mazolis can be fatayt on a different oifen. So that's why he was so eager that Mordechai should have a covered Malchus, and perhaps with this, that'll be the pisrein of what the Kechavim are being made, that which will occur later. Vayikach homon es halavush es hasus. Ozol ashkechei, the Yosvei Rabbonen kamei, the Talmidim were sitting in front of Mordechai, umachbi lohu hilchis kemitze l'Rabbonen. And he was showing Hilchus Kemitza to the Rabbon. Kivin the Chazir Mordechai the Apik Lekivlei. Mordechai saw that he was coming towards him. Vesusei Meichad Biyodim, he's holding the Sus HaMelech in his hand. Mirta, so the Mirdeke Pachad fell on Mordechai. Omelu LeRabbonon Hai Rishiye LeMikdol Nafshi Koosi. He's coming to kill me. Zilu mikameish, go away from him. Diloy sichvu begachalto. You shouldn't get burnt with his gachelis. And bahi shaito nisatef Mordechai bekom lelitzloisa. And Mordechai went, it was mispalo. He saw the end was near, and fakel, that's Mordechai mori dachye. He had the koyach atfile. Is Ben Shimi Shehere name Bitzilah? So he said that was his koyach. So he was mispalo. Also, Haman the Yosef lay kamay voirech, and he sat down and he waited at the solik Mordechai litzloisay till Mordechai finished davening. Amalohu, it seems he didn't want to talk to them while he was davening, so he sat down to wait. Amalohu b'amai askisu. What are you learning? What sugi are you learning? Amrulei bisman shebeis avigdash kaim man de menadev minche maisi mole kumtze de sulto umiskapele. Person who
was menada ba mincha and oni, so he could bring with a kumtze, the sulta, kaimitz of silas, a miskapalai. Amalahu, osse moli kumtze kimche ditchu, that your kumtze vidochi asora alfe kikra kaspe didi. And this was matchamayi shtadlis, I wanted to give asora alfe kikra kasef, to Achashverosh, and your kaimitz was Matre. Omalei, so then Motre interrupted the conversation, Roshe, don't say, why are you distorting facts? You wanted to give Dochi Asore Alve Kikri Kaspe Didi, my 10 alofim of Kikri Kesef, it's not yours. Eved Shekone Nechosim, Eved Lami Nechosim Lami. It's not yours. It's my money. You're my Eved, and the money belongs to me. Let us see Rashi. Loi heichen lutzairich atzmoi. Diskarto kfar. Naro litl meches. Rabbonon talmido hilches kmitze. Deirish b'inyone shoyoin. He was deirish b'inyone shoyoin. V'shisha osa b'nissen hu yoin t'nufes oimah. Let us see Teisvis. V'doche asore alfei kikre kaspa. Shamati Teisvis says, Shasore alfei kikre kasef. Oilin chatzi shekel l'chol echod mi Yisrael. So this is a chatzi shekel l'chol echod mi Yisrael. Shohoyu sheish meyais elef kshayotzu mi Mitzrayim. That there were 600,000 that went out of Mitzrayim. For Omar, she'iten lach ishveris kol pidyoinam v'doik v'tishkach. Now, what is the cheshbin? Let us see the Bach. Perish. Hakiker hu samach mone. Hakiker is 60 mone. He wanted to give 10,000 kiker. So this is 600,000 money. Ba money, chof hei sloim, and the money is chof hei sloim. Now, chof hei sloim is 50 half sloim. Now the cheshbon is, so if you multiply 600,000 money, now, the cheshbon was like this, we'll see later, that the cheshbon was, he meishnei sein lebem shibim shone, so the machzis ha-shekel, there was 50 machzis ha-shekel that were given by a yid from 20 to 70. So 600,000 times 25 sloim, will come out, comes out of cheshbon of 15 million. That was the cheshbon. Amon nechof hei sloi, benos an homa aseres alofim kikri shel chel, shem hei alofim shel kodesh, amatsus a shekel ba'ad tof reish elef, mishona achas oyla mea kikri shel kodesh, meish nisenim shivim shona, miben chof amayla nosno kaif anevish, roma nosno ba'ad chamishim shona ba'ad tof reish elef. It came out that, cheshbon is 15 million, it came out that's how much the Doer HaMidbar, that's how much they gave, and that's how much he gave Kenegede. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Omalei kum levoish hani moni. So Haman told Mordechai, get up and put on these begodim, rechoiv haisusye, and ride on this horse, the boy loch malka, the melech wants that you should do this. Omalei, so Mordechai told Haman, lo yechilna, I can't. Ada aylano lebei bani, till I go into a bathhouse to wash myself, put on lengthlenik, I to put on the melech's begodim. The begodim he wore by the coronation, so I have to go to a bathhouse. Be'eshkele mezai, and I have to take off my hair, I need a haircut. The love Eirech Arod is not Eirech Eretz Lushtamushei B'monei D'malke Hochi. That like this, in this matzev, I should put on the Melech's Begodim. I have to first be making myself to put on the Melech's Begodim. Now the Shailas, how can you get a haircut of Chalamoid? So the Maritz Chai says the Kashe. So the Maritz Chai says, just like Ayotze Mibes Asurim, he was very torrid Mordechai before. There was no time to take a haircut. He was busy to, with Klal Yisrael and with Tfilis and the Tainus and everything. He didn't have time to be making for Yontov Ayave Mordechai. They had a very gestelte Yontov also, so he did not have time to take a haircut. So he's permitted to take a Chalamoy. So Memelos, he tells him he needs, and before he puts on the Begodim, he has to go to a bathhouse and he has to get washed and he needs a haircut. Shodrei Esther Vasartinu Lekulei Beibani Lekulei Umni. Esther went and made sure that all those who worked in the bathhouses and who were barbers, that they were unable to offer their services. Rashi says Veshkel Lemazayev Etel Sari Alsartinon Sivsa Aleim Lahachbion. She gave out a decree that everyone should hide. The Goyin said, she said Hashem, that they were unable to do it. And so all of a sudden there was no one able to do it besides Haman. So Haman brought him into Beis HaMelchitz, and he washed him. And then he went and brought scissors from his house. Because Shokul Bey Mazye, and he went and took off his hair. But how did the Koshokulay, while he was in the midst of taking off his hair, ingid, so he got faint, v'isnach, and he started groaning. Omalei, amai komisnachis, why are you groaning? It's not such a difficult job, finished me. Omalei, gavre, uchoshev leila malke, mikulu ravravanoi. A person who's choshev to the king more than all other sorim. Hashte l'shavi balani v'sapo. So now he should be a person who gives baths and a barber. I mean, it's being degraded so much. It's not for me. I'm not mugul in such things. Omalei roshe v'lav sapo shakvar kaltsama yisa. You were a barber already. That's your past profession. Tana omen sapo shakvar kaltsam oye esri mushtayim shone. For 22 years he was a barber. So what are you complaining? I mean, that's your job. You did it. Boso dik shaklino le mezayu. Efti gave him the haircut, lovshino le money. Omalei, he put on the begodim for him. Omalei, sak urechav. Now, so Haman told Mordechai, go up and ride on the horse. Omalei, le yachilna, can't climb up on the horse. The kchisha cheloi mimei tanisa. I was fasting the whole time, so I don't have koyach to go up on the horse. So gochin, Haman bent down. The Solik, and he went on him. It was easier from Haman to go on the back of Haman than to go from there to the horse. Ki Solik Boy Bay. So when he went on top of him, he gave him a kick also. Omalei like Sivluchul Benafoile Vecha Altismach. I mean, this kick was unnecessary. Benafoile Vecha Altismach. Omalei Hani Mili Bi Yisrael. That's true. By if the oyev is ayid, then is altismach. If the oyev is ayid, so then the whole simcha should be in your hatzole, not that the oyev had an afila. Avol b'ditchu, but by goyim or maybe by a molek, ksiva ato albo meisei meisidroch. There, if I killed. You should tread over their high places. If I can, you should be mevazeh them. Yeah. Vayikra lefonov koche yosoli sheshemelech chofitz bikori. Kavanokid va'ozel b'shvila deveyomot. when they were walking by the road that was that Haman's house overlooked it, Chazisei Berate de Kaima Igre, his daughter, which was standing on the roof, she saw this procession. Sovro Haide Rochiv Avua, that the one who's riding the horse, that must be her father. For Haide Mizge Kame, Mordechai, the one who's walking in front of him, that must be Mordechai. Shokla Atzitze de Beisakise, Vishodise Areshe de Avua. So she took the clay, the keli, what one does srochovin, and then she threw it on, she had a good aim, and she hit her father. Doli Eine, so he lifted up his eyes to see who was the one that sent his hashpor milamayla. So he lifted up his eyes, v'chozos de'vuahu, so she saw that she had thrown it on her father. Noflo mi'igro la'ara umesa. So she fell from the roof to the ground and she died. V'hayne d'chsiv, v'yoshav Mordechai el shar ha'melech. He went back to the sack, the tainis. There was someone died. She was an oval albitoi. Let us see Rashi. Otzitz. Klicheres uletainisoi yem shlishi letainisoya. This was the third day of the tainis. She ischilu lis anis biyudalad benis. Umash oma hamikro liyem esther liyem esmel shlishi vayehi bayoim ashlishi vatilbash esther malchis. Yem shlishi lishiluach orotzim hoy. This was the third day from when they sent out the shluchim. Zokte Gemara weiter. Vayisaper homon zeresh ishtoi ilachol oyhabov. Then it said later that the vayemrolei chachomov is korilei oyhabov, the korilei chachomov. That means before. It seems we didn't call them chachomim, because they weren't such great chachomim. They were oyavov. And now they said something so that the pasuk calls them chachomov. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, koloimer dvar chochme, afilu b'umes oylam nikra chochem. That means they said one smart thing here. So memele, so therefore the pasuk calls them chachomim. Imizera, Hayehudi Mordechai, Umrulai, Imishar Shvotim Kosi. He said like this, if he comes from other Shvotim, they knew he was, we'll see in Rash, they knew he was a Yid. But there's 12 Shvotim. So Imishar Shvotim Kosi Yochlaslai. You'll be able to fight against him. But the im is Shevet Yehuda. But if he comes from Shevet Yehuda, or Binyamin, or Ephraim, or Menashe, lo yochlus te. Yehuda d'chsiv yodcha b'oirev oivecha, inoch d'chsivu lefnei Ephraim, or Binyamin, or Menashe, oiros geburasecha, oiros geburasecha. So memela, these four shvotim, you won't be able to fight with them. Let us see Rashi. Im zera Yehudim, mi zera Yehudim. Yesh zera bi Yehudim, sheim hu bo mehem leisu chaloi. Then you won't be able to do anything. Others say pshat, what was the chochme? They told them a chochme. So the stupshat, what was the chokhma they told him? So the Ian Yaakov says pshat that Haman was a big Baal Betochen. That means that we mentioned before that the reason, this thing in Yaakov says, the reason that Ahasuerus wanted to give Mordechai all this kovod was he was afraid that they'll request to be mevatel the gzeire, and he didn't want that they should be mevatel the gzeire. They'll come with a title, what did you do for Mordechai? He has an answer, I gave him kovod melachim. Haman also went benafshein that he shouldn't be mevatel the gzeire. So Memele, so he also was happy. He was mekabel this. That means no Mordechai. He realized that Mordechai. He realized what Ahasuerus had in mind. He was mekabel it fakert. We have to give Mordechai covet. He got bejainus. He was mekabel everything. Al kaponim the gzeire will be in the sky because there won't be any tainus anymore. That you didn't do anything for Mordechai. A lot was done for Mordechai. He got discovered and everything. And they were chachomim. They told him, Redzach nisht ein. Lo fo tiper lefonov. That was the chachma that they told him. That means he was under the impression that all this occurred, but al kaponim were gaining from this, that we'll be able to make sure that the gzeira won't become this battle. And they told him, lo fo tiper lefonov. Others say pshat, the Gan Yaakov says a very interesting pshat, that they told him, Nofel Tipo Lefono. They told him like this, that you have to know, we have to be strategic over here. He says, Eden have a mile of the Rachmonim. That's a Yid, he's a Rachmon. He says, look at the Shol HaMelech. Shol had a mitzvah to kill out the Malaikim. So they went, they had Rachmonis. Fakert, that's their weak point. The Rebbeinu Shalom hates if Klal Yisrael has Rachmonis on an Amaleki. But that's the Nutchune, their Rachmonim. So Mamela, that was the Duchfal of Shol. So he told them, you know what you should do? Nofel Tiper Lefonov, that you should go and be Machniya yourself to him, and Fakert, and beg him, and tell him you're sorry, and everything. So Mamela Fakert, so that will be, who's a Gevaldike Chochme. Haman didn't accept it. It wasn't a fikvay there, as I write. About a kaponim, that was their eitzah. Their eitzah was not for people of honor, the b'machni yourself, and have rachmanis, and if they'll have rachmanis on a maleki, that'll be your biggest yeshua.